I'll begin my talk this morning with a passage from the Nirvana Sutra. This is quoted by Shinran Shonin in his Kyogyo Shinsho. And this is a teaching that's been on my mind this morning. So I wanted to share it with you and reflect on it together. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho wo onegai shimasu. Nehangyo no okotoba wo itadakimasu. Suppose there are parents with seven children. When there is sickness among the seven children, although the father and mother are concerned equally with all of them, nevertheless their hearts lean wholly toward the sick child. Great King, it is like this with the Tathagata. It is not that there is no equality among all sentient beings, but his heart leans wholly toward the person who has committed evil. Tatoeba aru mono ni 7 人の子がいたとしましょう。その7人の子の中で1人が病気になれば、親の心は平等でないわけではありませんが、その病気の子には特に心が欠けるようなものであります。如来もまたその通りです。あらゆる衆生を平等に見ておられる、おられますが、罪ある者には特に心をかけてくださるのですと。
ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダ
ブツ。Good morning, everyone. 皆さん、おはようございます。We're gathered here this morning for our Shotsuki Hoyo Memorial Service, remembering those loved ones who passed away in this month of February.
2月の Shotsuki Hoyo, 2月に往生なされた方の忍ぶ法要でございますね。
So as we recall these loved ones, we remember the care and the patience that they showed us during their time in this world, their kindness,that continues to support and sustain us in our lives.
この戦没者を忍ぶこととともに、この世の中に遭われたとき、お世話になったこと、私たちにこういう耐え忍ぶお心を表して、私たちを優しくしていただいたこと、今でも支えていることを思い出しながら、本日のお参りに参拝することでございましょう。
So my wife and I now, as parents, we have three children. Just a couple weeks ago, on January 14th, our third son was born. And they say that when you have, there's a Japanese expression, when you have three children, then you truly come to appreciate your parents.
Just, まあ、日本のことわざ、まあ、3人いればね、3人の子供がいたら、親のご恩はよく知るとかという言い方があるんですね。
So to think about our gratitude towards our parents. And, you know, when I had my first son, I thought that, oh yeah, this means that now I appreciate everything that my parents did for me because I'm doing it for my own son.
まあ、一人目が生まれた時は、こういう意味を、こういう意味でしょうと思ってたんですね。私は今、この人の世話をしてるから、私がお世話になったことをようやく、どれほど私のために頑張ってくれたということは、私が頑張ってるからということだと味わっていましたね。
However, now that we have three children, I've come to realize that the meaning of this is that you realize that you're never able to do as much for someone else.As has been done for you over the course of your lifetime.
私今三人が生まれたことを思って、どれほど私がお世話をしたいと思ってたら、自分がお世話になったことほどのお世話は私個人ができないと気づいたことがありますね。
So it's very interesting. I'm an only child, so it's been fun for me and fascinating and frustrating to observe the sibling dynamics.Between my three children.
そして私一人子ですから、その兄弟の関係は、初めて味わえることは非常に興味深くて、非常に大変な時もありますね。
Particularly, it's interesting to see how the relationships change as one becomes an older brother.
そしてお兄ちゃんになったらどういうふうに性格が変わるのは面白いですね。
I remember our oldest son when he was, when he was about 2 years old, he was sort of your typical two-year-old, running around, causing all kinds of trouble, getting into things. I remember we were living in Oxnard at the time. I remember once we had a guest speaker at our temple, Reverend Mukojima, who's now in Mountain View. But Ryoma, our oldest son, he opened up the speaker cabinet in the middle of the service and he started adjusting all of the volume. And so the volume got really loud and then there's a loud feedback and then it cut out completely. This was in the middle of Sensei's Dharma talk. But he soldiered on and continued on. But I just remember that, wow, he was such a little troublemaker.
そして、まあ、長男は、こう、小さいところはすごいやんちゃんだったんですね。走りもあっていろいろいたずらをして、やんちゃん坊主とかと、よく言われたんですね。
And then when our, well, he was 2.5 when our, second son, Shoma, was born. That was right after we moved here to, San Mateo, about 5 years ago.
そして次男が生まれた時は龍馬は2歳半でしたね。で、それはサンマテオに引っ越したばかりのところでしたね。
And I remember at first, 龍馬 showed no interest at all in the baby. It was like he didn't even exist. He was in his own little two-year-old world.
まあ最初は全然興味がないように表したんですね。
And my parents, they had come out to visit and they were helping us, with the baby. And I remember, my mom was holding Shoma, the second child. He was a newborn at the time. Just as my parents were getting ready to go, they had driven out at that point. So they were packing up their car and bringing things out to the car. So my mom would be holding something, then she would pass it to my dad, and then he would put it in the car. And so just before they left, my mom was holding the baby.And so Ryoma, he had seen my dad taking things from my mom and putting them in the car that they were going to take home. And he saw my mom holding the baby. And this was the first time he showed interest in his younger brother. And he said, baby brother, baby brother, baby brother. He was sounding the alarm. He was afraid that they were going to put the baby in the car and drive off with it. Right? And this was the first time I saw, oh, he has this affection and this concern for his brother.
で、まあ、初めてね、この長男が下の息子に、こういう感謝、関心を表すことがあったんですね。
And then, as time went on, and Shoma got to be about 2 years old, then he became the two-year-old, the troublemaker. Those of you might remember, he was kind of the Buddha baby when he was first born. He would just sit and smile, but then he became very, very aggressive. And Ryoma, so Ryoma was five,Shoma was 2.5. Ryoma was about twice the size of Shoma. And Shoma would come and attack him and climb all over him while Ryoma was working on Legos. Right? And Ryoma at the time wouldn't even respond. He would just go about his Legos. Shoma would be climbing all over him, pulling on his hair, trying to distract him. And Ryoma would remain perfectly calm and keep just working on what he was working on. So patient. And we realized, wow, as he became an older brother, he learned this patience.
そして、まあ、龍馬が、こういう5歳になって、翔馬が2歳半で、翔馬がいろいろいたずらをしてね、すごい攻撃をされるんですね。柔道の技とかいろいろね、やったりするんですけど、龍馬は全然反応なしで遊び続くんですね。すごいに、もう優しいお兄ちゃんになってたんですね。
まあ、翔馬がその時に、まあ、倍ぐらい小さいからね、いくらね、いたずらしようと思ったら無視できるほどでしたね。And so my wife and I kept wondering, if we have another kid, will Shoma become patient like this?
そして私たちが、じゃあ子供がまた生まれたら、こういうふうに優しいお兄ちゃんになるかなと思ってたんですね。
Because he just continued to this day, continues to terrorize his older brother.
まあ今日までね、お兄ちゃんをいたずらすることあるんですね。
Well, now they're closer to the same size, right?
そしてまあその大きさがね、いるようになってたんですね。
And Ryoma's patience has been exhausted at times.
で、Ryoma はもうね、耐えられない時はあるんですね。
And sometimes Ryoma will fight back a little bit and Shoma will come crying to us.
そしてたまに Ryoma が返しをして、Shoma が泣きにね、やってくるんですね。
And so we were wondering, when the baby comes, what kind of relationship will there be?
そして今度赤ちゃんが生まれる時に、関係はどういうふうに変わるかと思ってたんですね。
And so now, it's very interesting, Because Shoma still, to this day, attacks Dioma all the time. で、ショーマが今でもいたずらをよくするんですけど、However, when the baby starts crying, Shoma's the one who runs to the baby. でも赤ちゃんが泣き出したら、まあ、一瞬はいたずらをして、赤ちゃんの泣き声を聞いたら、いたずらをやめて赤ちゃんのところに行って、よしよしよしよし。So then he's trying to coddle the baby, and Shoma's the one who goes and washes his hands. I wash my hands, now let me hug the baby. He hugs the baby, he smells the baby. When I came home, to get the boys to bring them to the hospital to go pick up, Tokuma is our third son, and bring him home, Shoma said, Daddy, you smell like the baby. I know you are hugging the baby because you smell like the baby and he's smelling my shirt. So he has this kind of natural, spontaneous affection for his younger brother. そしてこのショーマが今度はお父さんが赤ちゃんの匂いをしている。いい匂いですね。とかと言うんですね。And it's interesting now, so my parents are visiting again. And so we're all kind of staying in one room. The whole three boys, two parents, all in one room. And the other day, Ryoma, he grabbed a futon and he dragged it into his playroom. And he said, I'm sleeping here tonight. So that the baby won't wake me up in the middle of the night when he cries. で、リョーマが自分の布団を引っ張ってね、自分いつも遊んでる部屋に、私今夜ここで寝るぞ。ね。そして赤ちゃんの泣き声で起こさられないからね。ゆっくり寝られるから。寝るんですよ。ね。And then, now it's Shoma's the one who wants to be, says, I want to sleep in the same room with the baby. I don't care if he cries. I want to be with him. で、ショーマは赤ちゃんと同じ部屋に寝たいと思うんですね。So he has this affection. And yet, if the baby really starts crying loud enough to wake Shoma up, first question is, when is the baby going to stop crying? で、赤ちゃんがもう一生懸命ね、むつをかいたら、お腹が減ったら、夜中に起きて一生懸命泣くと、ショーマが第一質問は、泣き止むのいつかとね、聞くんですよ。ね。So there's limits to us. No matter how naturally this kindness comes,This kindness for our children, this kindness for our little brother, there's a limit to it. There's a limit, right? For us as human beings. And Shinran Shonin tells us only the Buddha has boundless patience and compassion. まあ人間としてはその忍耐、優しい心は限りがあるんですね。人間の心。しかし仏様だけはこの限りのない優しいお心を持つんですね。This month, we remember Shakyamuni Buddha with our Nirvana Day service that we'll have next month. We reflect upon his life and the marvelous example that he set of kindness and patience.
今月は、ネハネという釈迦様の入滅のお参りが来週あるんですけど、そして釈迦様を忍びながら、釈迦様はどれほどの忍耐な、どれほどの優しいお心を持てたということを忍ぶんですね。
The Buddha Shakyamuni, during his lifetime had a close friend and patron who showed great generosity to the Buddha. His name was King Bimbisara.
釈迦様は非常に親しいお友達がいたんですね。ビンバサラをという方をとってもお世話になってて、仲が良かった方ですね。
King Bimbisara's son, longing and lusting for power, wishing to take over the kingdom, advised by the Buddha's wicked cousin Devadatta, threw his own father in jail and eventually held him prisoner for so long that he died in jail.
そして、アジャセヨという方は、そのアジャセ、という釈迦様の親しい友達のビンバサロの息子さんが自分のお父さん、釈迦様のお友達をこういう、刑務所に入れてしまって、食べ物を全然与えずに、ね、結局その刑務所の中に亡くなったということですね。
And so one would think that having had his best friend, his close friend, his good advisor, good supporter, die in this horrible way, die at the hands of his own son, that he would have a great feeling of vengeance and hatred for Ajatasattru.
して釈迦様はこう死後に憎しむね、嫌になる この人は大嫌いになるはずですね。この自分のお友達、ね、自分の息子が殺されて、そのすごい嫌な気持ちでいっぱいの普通の人間ですね。
However, Ajatasattu came to feel great remorse for what he had done. And he was looking for guidance. He became very sick. And one day, the best doctor in the kingdom, the doctor by the name of Jivaka, came to visit him and said, there's one person who can cure your illness, and that is Shakyamuni, the Buddha.
そしてアジャセオは、そう自分の後悔の心で体を潰して病気になって、そしてその国の中の一番優れた医者さんが聞いて、一人の方がこの闇を治すのは釈迦様、ブッダですよ。言っておいで、話を聞いてください。
So, Jivaka says, go forth and hear the teachings of the Buddha, for he can bring you peace of mind. And Ajatasattu says, no, he'll surely not want to talk to me. After all, my father was his good friend, and I brought about the death of my father. Surely he won't want to speak to me. No person could possibly have that much kindness and patience in their heart.
そしてアジャセオは、いや、絶対私に会いたくないでしょう。こんな悪い自分の親しいお友達を殺した私を、釈迦様はね、会いたくないでしょう。絶対に会わないでしょう。
And Jivaka says, no, the Buddha is like a parent to all people.
Buddha, 釈迦様が全ての人の親様のような心を持つんですよ。
If you think about a parent, he says these words, consider a parent who has 7 children. He has equal love for all of them, but if one becomes sick, his heart leans wholly. The parent's heart leans wholly toward that sick child.
そして7人の子供がいたら、その一人が病気をしたら、親の心は一生懸命その病気のことまでですね。
He says, this wickedness of your heart is an illness of the mind. These evil acts that you have done, this is the result of your delusion. The Buddha is the good doctor. He is the kind parent. And he recognizes that you who have done wicked things are the one who is most in need of his wise and compassionate teaching.
あなた、この、悪いこと、大変とんでもないことをした、あなたこそが、仏様の御教えを聞くべきだと仏様が思って、あなたが聞いてほしいという心ですね。
So this tells us that the compassion of the Buddha is specifically for those who have limited compassion. I feel this teaching for myself because I recognize in my own heart the limitations. As I try to care for my own children, I also find day in and day out,I catch myself losing my patience. Ah, stop crying, right? Ah, stop fighting, just get along, right? I lose my patience and I see that's me. That's me who has limited kindness. And that the Buddha's compassion is specifically for someone like me.
私こそがこの限りのある優しさ、限りのある忍耐のためにこの教えが説かれていると気づくんですね。
And Shinran Shonin says that the most clear expression of this is the Nembutsu. The Buddha's teaching that for those who have limited compassion, that these words Namo Amida Butsu are provided to be our guide to a life of wisdom and compassion. And so we remember those loved ones today who lived these words, who lived this life of Namo Amida Butsu for us, who showed us great kindness that we could never repay. And so we come here to remember them and to be guided by their example and to hear these words, Namo Amida Butsu, in their life. For now, having gone forth to the world of peace and bliss, being realized birth in Amida Buddha's boundless realm of awakening, they are our guides on our life to realize that the Buddha is guiding and supporting us and that one day we too can realize this boundless compassion, this vast heart through the words Namo Amida Butsu, through our birth in the world of enlightenment, in the pure land of Amida Buddha.
そしてこの限りのある心の私たちのために仏様が南無阿弥陀仏となって私たちの心に届いて、私たちが南無阿弥陀仏の心において導かれて極楽に往生して、その限りのない 優しさ、限りのない慈悲の心をそこで成就できるということですね。本日忍ぶ方々が私たちを、本日ここを導いて、私たちがこの御教えをに出会って、私たちがお浄土に往生するように常に毎日導いているんですね。私たちが本日の先方者の恩を返すことは、いくら返そうとしても返すことができない私たちは、その方々の私たちを願っている優しい心出会って、南無阿弥陀仏を聞いて、そしてお浄土に導かれるのは本日のお参りの意義でございますね。
So, as we reflect on these loved ones and reflect on all the kindness that they have shown us, family and friends, let us hear these words of the Nirvana Sutra that are our guide to appreciate the Buddha's boundless compassion.
そしてこの涅槃行の言葉で本日の忍ぶ先方者の御恩を味わいたいと思います。
Please join me in 合唱。
合唱をお願いします。
Suppose there are parents with seven children. When there is sickness among the seven children, although the father and mother are concerned equally with all of them, nevertheless their hearts lean wholly toward the sick child. It is like this with the Tathagata. It is not that there is no equality among all sentient beings, but his heart leans wholly toward the person who has committed evil.
例えばある者に7人の子がいたとしましょう。その7人の子の中で1人が病気になれば、親の心は平等でないわけがありませんが、その病気の子には特に心かけるようなものですであります。如来もまたその通りです。あらゆる衆生を平等に見ておられますが、罪ある者には特に心がをかけてくださるのですと。
南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏。It's not...